Educators tend to think about autism in very black and white terms, and that's especially if they don't have a high level of familiarity with autism. Sometimes people think about it in terms of students who might have savant abilities, or they think about it in terms of students who have more significant disabilities, and they may not necessarily understand that autism is a spectrum disorder and that every student is different. I like to think about autism as a grid instead of a spectrum, because there are students who have really strong abilities in one area, but they might need supports in another area. It doesn't mean that they only have high support needs or that they only have low support needs, but there's this combination. And so students might fall on a grid or in a particular cell in terms of where they need that level of support. It's really important for educators to be knowledgeable about autism because it's one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing, disability category in special education. We know that about 13% of students in special education in the United States are diagnosed with autism. And so we're seeing a really large number of students with autism in the classroom. And it's important for teachers to have a clear understanding and more knowledge about autism so that we can increase and strengthen our supports, particularly in the general education classroom.